Imagine standing at the edge of a pool, watching an 11,000-pound killer whale launch itself into a perfect backflip, then return to high-five its trainer with a massive pectoral fin. How do trainers get these powerful predators to perform such incredible behaviors with apparent joy? This question captivated Ken Blanchard during a family trip to SeaWorld, launching him on a journey that would transform his understanding of human motivation. The answer was surprisingly simple yet profound. Trainers focus on catching whales doing things right, not wrong. This principle, that what gets rewarded gets repeated, works just as powerfully with humans as it does with orcas. When we shift our attention from mistakes to achievements, we unlock extraordinary potential in our teams, families, and relationships. The power of positive reinforcement isn't just a nice management theory. It's a fundamental principle of behavior that transforms performance and builds trust across species. Most workplaces operate on what Blanchard calls the gotcha approach. Managers waiting to pounce on mistakes. This creates a fear culture where people hide errors and avoid risks. When an employee completes 9 tasks perfectly but makes 1 error, managers typically ignore the successes and fixate on the mistake, eroding trust and performance. This negative focus creates a self-reinforcing cycle. Constant criticism makes people risk-averse, stalling innovation and trapping organizations in mediocrity. Relationships deteriorate under accumulated negative interactions, and people begin defining themselves by failures rather than capabilities. The same pattern occurs in families, where children learn that misbehavior gets the most attention. As one SeaWorld trainer noted, this approach would fail with killer whales. You cannot intimidate an 11,000-pound predator into compliance. Yet we believe it works with intelligent humans. The most damaging outcome? People eventually fulfill negative expectations, delivering exactly the mediocre performance we feared. Before SeaWorld trainers teach complex behaviors, they establish trust through consistent, predictable interactions, a principle that transforms human relationships in workplaces and homes. Trust develops through positive exchanges that create psychological safety where people feel secure enough to take risks, voice concerns, and admit mistakes without fear. Leaders build trust through consistency, transparency, and reliability. However, trust is fragile. A single negative interaction can undo months of positive ones, requiring special mindfulness during difficulties. Effective trust building requires understanding individual preferences. SeaWorld trainers study each whale's unique personality and adapt accordingly. Similarly, great managers learn what motivates each team member rather than applying one-size-fits-all incentives, recognizing that preferences vary from public recognition to private acknowledgement or increased autonomy. Trust also demands authenticity. Both whales and humans detect insincerity immediately. Positive reinforcement must be genuine. People sense when recognition lacks sincerity. Only when people feel secure can they take necessary risks for growth, transforming relationships from compliance-based to collaborative and creating the foundation for extraordinary performance. To systematically improve behavior, we need to understand what drives it. The ABC framework, Activator, Behavior, and Consequence, provides a structure for analyzing performance situations. The activator triggers a behavior, such as a manager requesting a report, the employee working on it, and the manager's response. While most training focuses on clear instructions, the consequence actually determines whether the behavior repeats. 4 types of consequences follow behavior. No response creates self-doubt. Negative response creates resistance. Redirection guides toward better alternatives, and positive response reinforces desired behaviors. Redirection works like SeaWorld trainers who channel energy toward something positive they can reinforce rather than punishing undesired behaviors. In human terms, this means acknowledging effort while guiding toward more effective approaches. When a spouse complains about lateness, they inadvertently reinforce it. Positively acknowledging punctuality would shape the desired behavior. Understanding this framework reveals that the consequence ultimately determines whether behavior continues or changes, transforming our approach to performance improvement. The "well done" response transforms vague compliments into powerful motivational tools through four structured steps that create a cycle of positive behavior and recognition. First, praise immediately. SeaWorld trainers blow a whistle and provide a fish reward the instant a whale performs correctly, creating a clear connection between action and reward. Delayed praise weakens this connection. Second, be specific about what was done right. Specific recognition: I appreciate how you thoroughly researched those market trends before making your recommendation, clearly identifies the valued behavior, enabling repetition. Third, share your positive feelings about the behavior. Saying, "I feel confident presenting these numbers to executives because of your thorough analysis," adds a personal dimension that strengthens impact. Finally, encourage continued good work. A simple, "I look forward to seeing your approach on the next project," communicates confidence and establishes positive expectations. This approach counters our tendency to take positive performance for granted while focusing on mistakes. Positive attention functions like sunshine. What we shine our attention on tends to flourish. The "well done" philosophy revolutionizes our approach to mistakes by treating errors as growth opportunities rather than reasons for criticism, creating psychological safety that fosters innovation. Redirection begins with a mindset shift. Mistakes are learning opportunities, not moral failings. Like trainers who redirect whales toward reinforceable behaviors rather than showing anger, we can apply this same principle to human interactions. This technique has three key elements: remain calm instead of reacting emotionally, redirect attention to what should be done rather than dwelling on errors, and reinforce positively when improvement occurs. This approach preserves relationships while addressing performance issues. Unlike criticism that triggers defensiveness, redirection maintains psychological safety while improving outcomes. It recognizes that poor performance typically stems from misunderstanding, insufficient training, or unclear expectations, addressing root causes rather than merely suppressing symptoms. Redirection creates environments where people feel safe admitting mistakes instead of hiding them. This transparency accelerates learning and prevents small problems from becoming crises. When people know they won't be attacked for errors, they become more forthcoming about challenges, enabling proactive problem solving. Transforming relationships through positive reinforcement requires persistence through initial awkwardness. When shifting from criticism to acknowledgement, it feels unnatural at first. We've been conditioned to spot problems, not possibilities. Yet focusing on what's right transforms both performance and emotional climate. The "well done" approach works because it addresses fundamental human needs for recognition and meaning. When we feel valued, we naturally give our best. This approach works everywhere: managing teams, raising children, building marriages, or relating to ourselves. Focusing on progress rather than perfection creates psychological safety for growth. We acknowledge each step forward, maintaining motivation throughout the learning journey. Imagine workplaces where innovation flourishes because people aren't afraid to take risks. Families where children grow confident because their efforts are acknowledged. And relationships strengthening through appreciation rather than criticism. The choice is yours. Will you be a gotcha person, always ready to pounce on mistakes? Or will you be a well done person who looks for the best in others? Your approach shapes not just others' performance, but the quality of all your relationships. Start today. Catch someone doing something right.